This is the January 25th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition 76 for property ID 90265768. The property address is 2424 Northwest Iris Court, and the property is owned by Mohammed and Faiza Ahsan. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Mohammed here for the appellant. I know we can't see you, but if you could please raise your right hand to be sworn in now.
Oh, you can see me now, so I guess I'll turn my video on. Start my video. Okay.
Oh, perfect.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do, sir.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, so I guess I did submit some supporting documents, and I assume you have a copy of those supporting documents?
Yes.
So this particular property was actually damaged in a landslide in 2015, and it was assessed for a zero value back in 2015 and I believe in 2016, because the house was partially destroyed and was unlivable. Even the city of Camas closed the house for safety reasons and put a notice on the house that this house cannot be occupied. But anyway, I think this house had a zero taxable value for 2015. Just 1 second here. Just 1 second. So I guess I reconstructed this house in 2017, maybe, I believe. But it was never fully reconstructed or rebuilt. And there was a cost to cure, some sort of estimate submitted to the county. And as you can see, in the supporting documents, the county did make an adjustment for 200. I think it's on one of the pages where the email from the assessor's office said that they have adjusted the value of the house to $286,247 based on that estimate I submitted. And the county did use this cost to cure estimate and always adjusted the taxable value for the past few years, but they suddenly, or you know, without any notice to me, stopped using this cost to cure estimate and stopped doing the adjustment, which increased the value of the house. I guess my position is the house is still incomplete. It's not fully finished or completed yet. The county should not single-handedly stop using this cost to cure estimate. They should have contacted me and do whatever required to be done, but they failed to do that. So my case is that the property still have a significant amount of work to be done. So I would appreciate if the board take this into consideration and adjust the taxable value accordingly. So I pay the taxes on the adjusted taxable value of the house.
Did you get the response that the county wrote? Did you get the response from the county? They sent, I'll just read it to you. It probably was emailed to you, and it, I don't know, maybe it went to your spam, but they say in here, the cost to cure adjustment was applied for 2019, 2020, and 2021. In 2022, a field inspection was completed, and a card was left for the owner requesting information on the status of the interior repairs. Having received no response, the cost to cure adjustment was removed. During the 2022 inspection, it was noted that the uphill lot responsible for the landslide is now retained and has a foundation poured for a new single-family residence. Do you remember getting that card or responding to them when they were out there in 2022?
I do not remember getting any card, it's just, there's a lot of flyers or, you know, cards sometimes posted on the main door of the house, and most of the time I don't even go through the main door of the house. It's always through the garage. But I never got any card from the assessor's office.
I think this is what they're waiting for, so that if there is an adjustment to be made, they can reapply it. But they want new bids, because your bids are from, I believe, 2018, and they want to do an inspection.
Yeah, I understand that, and I guess for what I'm saying, if I were notified and if I were aware of it, I would have given them a new estimate for cost to cure, but I never received any of that.
Actually, they're requesting photos. They didn't say they wanted a field inspection. They want photos of all repairs remaining, along with updated bids to prepare in order to consider reducing the structure value.
Is that an email? Do you have a copy of it or something?
Yeah. Allison can get you a copy of it. We each got one. And then normally they email it to you, and sometimes it comes with an attachment, which may have maybe went to your spam or something, but the date on this is, what's the date on it? Probably a couple of months, 9/19/23. This was sent out.
Yeah, again, it's, I'm not aware of that. I could have easily provided all those photos. But what I understand, my understanding is, mostly is there. Inspections, what they would like to do.
Well, they said
never.
Here they would accept photos.
Okay, well, I would,
up to date bids for what the work that remains to be done.
Yeah, I could have easily provided the photos, but I, for some reason, and I am not aware of that email, what you're referring to.
Well, those are things you could get done so that next year's appeal, you would have all that information. Or you could take it into the information into their office, and maybe you wouldn't have to appeal next year. Yeah. I don't know, but
yeah. But I guess a lot of things happen. Sometimes just goes without getting noticed. I think it's one of those things. I don't recall I'm getting any email or list. You never realize it's going to be that critical. That they're going to increase the value of the house. Actually, they pretty much double the value of the house. It's like from $500,000 to $600,000 to they went all the way to $1.7 million or something. And that's like totally ridiculous. And last year I appealed it too, and I was told that the assessor's office are fully authorized to do whatever they want to do, and I did not submit any supporting documents last year. So I guess if I were aware what the
actual... What has any of this stuff been done?
So there are still a lot of things haven't been done, you know, especially the remediation work of the backyard. There is still some material that need to be removed and build a retaining wall to be able to stabilize the backside, the backyard of the house. And there's still some finishing work need to be done in the lower portion of the house. So there's significant amount of work still need to be done.
How much of this 286 still needs to be done?
I would say it's the major share of that work still need to be done. I would say maybe still 80% of the work need to be done.
So you haven't repaired the plumbing or the heating system or the electrical or the insulation, the drywall, the floors, most all that has not been done?
There are portions of the house. There are finished portion and there is unfinished portion. So the finished portion, everything is working, but in the unfinished part of the house, there are still a lot of work to be done. It includes electrical. I don't think there is any heating work because the ducts are already installed. But there's some maybe finished trim work need to be done.
I don't have any other questions.
No, I don't have any questions on it.
All right. You need to get this these proposals updated and given to the county in order to get any relief for this in the future years.
And I'm planning to do that. I am actually in the process of getting a new proposal. And I'll provide that to the county for the future years.
And now, keep in mind, you can appeal this to the state and provide that new information if you can get it done within 30 days and send it to the state. You may not have to provide that information within 30 days, but you have 30 days to appeal to the state. And once your appeal is filed, then there's a time, they will set up a timetable for you to provide additional information you so choose, and that can be done in that length of time and still salvage this appeal with new information.
Well, I was hoping that the board will adjust the value because of this appeal.
Well, you'll have to wait. We'll talk about it, and we'll have to wait and see what our report says.
Okay.
And then, but if you can get that all done, you can put that into a new appeal to the state.
I don't have to appeal it to the state. You know, my experience is it's a very long time consuming process. It is a
long process. I'm not sure it's any more time consuming than an appeal to us. They'll tell you exactly when you need to have your information in, and it's the same information that you would have to provide to update this appeal. So it's not necessarily any onerous in terms of information. It's just updated information.
Well, I hope I don't have to do that for this.
I understand.
Year.
Okay.
I will keep in mind and will be prepared for the next year, the future years. I hope the board will do some adjustment for this year so I don't have to appeal it to the state.
Okay. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Close the hearing.
This is the January 25th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves Petition 256 for property ID 18778504, and the property address is 13210 Northwest 33rd Ave. The property is owned by Duncan and Dana Camacho. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Duncan here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand to be sworn in now.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
All right. Thank you and good morning. I'll you have all the stuff I've submitted already. So, I mean, obviously, in my response, this is probably like the second or third year that, I mean, the assessors, I know the neighborhood is considered quite a weird drawing for the neighborhood we're in terms of comps. But I always try to pick what's closest to my house, in the best way possible. As in comparison, I feel like that in the last, you know, couple cycles that the properties picked are, you know, more strategic in their comparison than straight across the board comparison to where I actually live. I know in one of my comps, like, I was just looking for the, obviously the date of sale, the square footage comparisons. I know there's an outlier for sale number two. I'm just assuming that was a, quick deed or some kind of, sale issue there for they sold that property for only $236,000. But, where I was trying to go with all that is just how close these properties were to my house in comparison to where the assessor's office was. And I know that when it comes to, like, you know, my evaluation, I know that I'm going to use the assessor's words, that he has put in the media before, is, would you be willing to sell that in your house for what you're listing it for? And I would say I would list it and want to get whatever I could, but I can't. I don't think I could get what they value it as, because people around me are not getting that either. So that's where I state my comparables. My house on this street built a little differently. Where I live on this 33rd Avenue, I have there's not another house in this neighborhood that has a driveway like mine. I do have a significant, I mean, the square foot size is significant, but it is, half of it is a hill. It's not usable space. It's not comparison to a lot of these houses that do have, whether it's, 10,000 plus square feet and lot size. You know, a lot of the, photos that these houses, you know, put online for their sales showing, show that they have full size backyards. They're for whatever reasons they want to do with them. But so it's a little different in that comparison. And I think that's really mostly what I had to say.
I have one question about on your sale too.
Yeah.
You listed the sale price on, it looks like $236,272. Are I missing a number there?
No. That's, I was just looking for, when I was doing comparable lot sizes and sales for that specific time period, that came up, and it's just actually right, it's on the 36th Avenue, like the main roadway here, on close to that side of, on McCann. I thought it was weird too, but that's why I'm assuming that. What do I know why that?
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why they sold it for that. I mean, yes, I would love to use that value as my comp.
Yeah, it could be a family sale or who knows.
Yeah. But it was technically a sale in that time frame for that lot size and comparable, you know, best I could. So, I mean, it just...
Yeah, that's fine. That was my only question. I don't have any other questions.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't have any questions on it.
Okay. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you very much. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. Goodbye. Close the hearing.
This is the January 25th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 30 minutes scheduled for the two properties. The hearings before us involve Petition 299 and Petition 300 for property IDs 19460900 and 986051254. The properties are owned by Cedars Golf, LLC. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one from the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant. The property IDs were both purchased for a combined $1,488,250 in July 2023. The appellant's evidence included an expense report for September 2020 through July 2023, a fish and wildlife habitat conservation areas assessment by Cedars East, and a wetland mitigation credit reservation agreement as of October 2022. The appellant submitted three comparable sales. Northeast 182nd Ave sold for $425,000 in May 2023. Northeast 179th Street sold for $425,000 in August 2023, and 10314 Northeast 212th Ave sold for $500,000 in January 2023. Since no one is present for the assessor's office or the appellant, I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since no one is present for either party, we'll make a decision based on the information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No question.
Close the hearing.
This is the January 25th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves Petition 290 for property ID 25676000. The property address is 4505 Northeast 399th Street, and the property is owned by Kimberly and Michael Kiesling. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Kim here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand to be sworn in now.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yeah, I do.
Thank you. Just to remind you, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. Good morning. So I gave you three comparison properties. All sale dates in 2023. The three comparison properties, the average price per square foot was $232.49 per square foot. I applied that amount to our home, which is 3920 square feet, and came up with my amount that I believe we should be taxed on, which is $911,360.80.
What's that number?
Oh, actually, I just realized that I didn't put the right dollar amount on there. $911,360.80. I think I put on. I did a revised, I'm sorry, I should have said this first. When I turned in my application, I estimated, and then I sent you, when I turned in all my information.
$911,000 even you have on your second.
Yes, I just realized that number is different. So I came up with $911,360. $911,360.80. But I realize I put 9/11.
So, okay. We got it.
Anyway, all three of those comparisons are in my same neighborhood, neighborhood three. I don't know what else there is to say. I mean, the numbers say it all. So, I am disappointed that people are paying so much for their properties, because I feel like it's just out of control with our taxes. Anyway, that's besides the point. But, so yeah, there you go. That's it.
You have on your notice of value, you have the last year's number were scratched out, and $825,000. Is that a number that we set on the property last year?
It is, yes. I don't know why it wasn't corrected on that. Yes.
Well, if they've already issued your notice of value, they don't go back and correct those for the prior year, even though your tax statement is corrected to reflect the new value that the notice of value. They don't go back and redo those.
Okay, I get that. Okay. All right, well, yeah, it is a little confusing. You have to pay attention to those numbers. It'd be nice if they did go back and correct it, but when you're looking on the GIS and you're trying to remember what last year's was and it's not corrected, it can get confusing.
Yep.
I don't have any other questions.
No, I'm good.
Well, okay. I don't have any questions. I'm good. So.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the January 25th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before us, we have two good cause request forms for late filing. The first one is from Eric Cook for property ID 21330400 at 700 Waterfront Way. He is using the good cause request form, and he stated, "I was absent from my home at the address where the assessment and or value change notice was sent. I'm a pilot for Hawaiian Airlines based in Honolulu, Hawaii, where I was working for an extended period of time. I was unable to receive my mail in a timely manner," which refers to the reason on the good cause request form B2, the taxpayer was absent for more than 15 days allowed in subsection 2 of the section prior filing to the deadline.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, on yep. That. And then we have one more good cause request form. This one is from Valentin Gonzalez. The property ID is 19548908 for property address 17810 Northeast 96th Ave. They stated, "I'm filing a late petition due to a death of one of my immediate family members, which occurred shortly before at the time of filing the petition. I sadly lost my sister to colon cancer around this time, which altered my life and my ability to be able to file," which refers to reason A, the taxpayer was unable to file the petition by the filing deadline because of a death or serious illness of the taxpayer or a member of the taxpayer's immediate family occurring shortly before the time of filing.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, and that completes our late files for today, January 25th, 2024. This is the January 25th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition 813 from the assessment year 2023 for property ID, from assessment year 2022 for property ID 54060000. The property address is 401 West 21st Street, and the property is owned by Todd Nelson. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Todd here from the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Is that everybody?
Raise your right hand.
Just you.
Just you. Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to let you go ahead and tell us about this case for your property for the taxable value as of January 1st, 2022.
Yeah, so very similar to the next year. So I submitted all of the details. Do you have that in front of you?
We do.
I guess I can give you a bit of a backstory. So this was my grandmother's house. She owned it for, I think, over 50 years. There's been no improvements for, say, half a century, 50 years, 60 years. I've got pictures of the interior that show that. And there's just major repair work, and I'm just trying to figure out how to finance that. And the market value that was given those prior 2 years are just speculative at best. It would not even be able to match that in a market value for realistic value. Would you want me to talk about? Go ahead.
You have a number of items listed that needs to be done to the property. Has any of that been done at this point? Done?
None of that has been done. No, there's no. And prices just keep getting higher.
Are you living in the house, or is anybody living in the house?
I'm living in the house, correct.
Next year, if you appeal, it would be helpful to provide us with some photos so we can kind of see the condition that it's in.
I've got some right now. Do you want me to share my screen?
Sure.
Okay, let me see if I can pull this up easily.
I'm passing over presenter rights now.
So I just took these this morning, and this is mostly cosmetic. I can't take pictures of the electrical systems or things in the wall. It is still plug and tubing, but this is just an example of some of the pictures. So the flooring needs to be replaced throughout. It's old plaster walls. Here's a picture of the bathroom. I know that there's not many 30 square foot bathrooms anymore in the area, but this is what it currently looks like.
Did you say 30 square foot?
Yeah, it's really small. So, I mean, if you take the tub, I would say that's about a 4 foot entrance, and then it's about.
Yeah, I was going to say it's pretty narrow to walk through.
Yeah.
And that was the single bathroom.
People were smaller than they are now.
I guess this used to be a boarding house or at one time or something, and that's what my grandma.
A lot of those older houses were built without a bathroom in them.
Oh, that's really? Right. The outhouse? Okay.
Yeah.
Here's just an example. The kitchen, not been updated, still has original sink, original appliances. And then here's an example of just the flooring. All this needs to be replaced. And then this is an example of the cracks in the plaster. So throughout, almost especially in the upstairs, the plaster is cracked. And this is not a simple repair. It's not just putting spackle in it. You've got to figure out how to bind this so the crack doesn't happen when you overpaint. So it's not a simple fix. And then there's
Is this lath and plaster?
Correct. Yep. It's all lath and plaster. And in the upstairs, there's no insulation. So it gets like 110 degrees because it's right against the roof. And I think that's what's causing this. And it's just... there's a lot of work that needs to be done here. I'm not sure how to do it. And then here's just another picture of cracks that are throughout. So I know Jason gave me some comparable properties, but I know that none of them are in the state of this property.
So what are you thinking the value should be on this house for the 2022 tax year? I'm sorry, assessment year 22, payable in 23. What did you think the value should be?
So I put the repair work total is 279, and I wasn't sure. I know I've had a few conversations with Jason. I sent, here's another, here's another picture, and I'll stop the share. So here's an example of all of the windows have rotting on the outside. What we've done is we put storm windows on the rotting just to try to save it, so it won't get further or rain won't get in. So all of these need to be replaced. And then also what we did is the siding was rotting out, and just as a stopgap, we put in a filler, which we know is not going to hold very long. But you can see, so that has all been filled, all of that siding, if you can see, and it's probably going to last a couple years. So that's why I put the explanation for the siding there. You can see all the wood and paint chips falling down. We cleaned up.
Well, is it cedar siding, or what kind of siding is it?
Yeah, it's cedar siding, and the really impact side is the east side, is the pockmarked, rotted side. Yeah, and we just tried to fill it just to buy some time, just to see if we could figure out something, but prices just keep getting more expensive.
This house is 100 years. Is this house 100 years old?
1917, correct.
Okay. So what did you start to say? So are you thinking the assessed value less the repairs is what you're asking for?
That is correct.
So the repairs came to $279,428. So the kitchen's functional, but you feel it should be updated, or is it not functional? I mean, it obviously looks like it doesn't look like it's in bad shape. It just looks like it's been there a long time.
It's functional, but it is duct taped functional. So like the okay. Mm-hmm. Again, if an inspector came, like if we put this on as the assessor is pricing this, and an inspector came in, there's no chance it would even come close to that value.
Yeah.
It may not even be insurable.
I don't want to hear that, but
pardon me?
You have insurance.
We're working on it. Yeah, I have insurance. Yeah, correct.
But I mean, if you're selling it, and it may not be financeable either by someone buying the property because of the situation.
Okay. So that's pretty much, so you're thinking $324,855 is what I come up with for a value after taking off the repairs?
Correct.
I don't have any more questions on this one.
No. John, you have any other questions?
Well, not necessarily on this one, but I do have a carryover to the next one.
Wait till we...
The next year, that the assessor has recommended a reduction to $575. So I guess how does that fit into coming back to taking the total repair costs off and what number? I don't know where you got your number, Lee. So what?
Well, I just took
the assessed value on this property for the 22 year.
Yeah, I just took what the county was asking for, which was 604, and I subtracted off the repairs. It was no. And he said, I was asking him for a number, and he said less the repairs.
And I guess that's kind of my question, is if, or are we working on a 604 number and then taking off the repairs, or is that what it was assessed at in 22?
I think
how much was the assessed value in 22?
Let's wait till we get there, but I think the assessor has some evidence of what he's allowing to be taken off.
Okay, and I'm good on it. We'll have to work it out in the discussion, so.
All right. Okay, let's close that hearing.
This is the January 25th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition 135 for property ID 5406-00000. The property address is 401 West 21st Street, and the property is owned by Todd Nelson. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Todd here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Yes, we affirm that the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury.
Yes.
Thank you. I won't give you the other spiel again because you've already heard it. So go ahead and tell us about this year. Anything different?
Yeah, so there's nothing different that I have. It's all the same. No repair work has been done. Still trying to figure out how to afford it.
So I think in this situation, the assessor has made some allowance for this, but he's saying not all of it is.
Yeah, I don't know what he chose to. Has he been in and inspected it, or did you talk with him and give him pictures, or?
I just talked to him a couple times on the phone. I'm new to all this, so I didn't really understand. I thought he was on, like, representing me and helping me, but then I learned he was from the BOA, so I didn't understand what was going on when I was talking to him. He did mention, yeah,
he's the assessor. He represents the assessor's office. So.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
He says in here that these are mostly cosmetic updates that are not required for occupancy, but it would be nice updates to refresh or remodel the home. So apparently he allowed $100,000 of what you listed, but what you listed didn't seem to be updates to the home. They looked to just be plumbing, electrical. I mean, not cosmetic. These things that you listed didn't appear to be
right.
Cosmetic.
Yeah, and that's the conversation we had. Yep.
Yeah, 100-year-old home. I mean, yes, true, the plaster and stuff could be cosmetics, but that whole thing is going to fall apart at some point in time, that lath and plaster. And it either has to be replaced entirely or very definitely repaired in a fashion that's going to make it last for a while longer. So it's not something you can ignore anyway.
I did respond to his call, and he asked for pictures of the windows specifically, and I sent that to him, but I did not get a response back.
And it's $94,000 to replace the windows?
So there's 27 windows.
Yeah, it didn't surprise me.
Okay. I don't have any questions on this one. I think we kind of covered it for me anyway.
Let me just ask a question. On replacing the windows, are they going to replace the entire frame? Because I would guess that that's probably rotted in there, and that framing has to be changed for modern windows. That's made for older windows, light-up windows.
Yeah, so most of the mechanisms, the ropes inside have rotted out, and so some of them are unusable. So, yeah, the whole section has to be taken out, all the wood.
Yeah, and that's why it's more costly than, you know, just to slap a window in. So I think in answer to your question, John, that I think if whatever allowance we would make, we would go back to the original assessed value and make an adjustment to that $626,896 as opposed to adjusting from what the assessor has said.
Okay. I don't have any other questions on it, so.
No, nor do I.
Okay, I think we got it. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Close the hearing.
This is the January 25th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves Petition 310 for property ID 13685600, and the property address is 31420 Northeast 90th Circle, and the property is owned by Robert and Diane Peterson. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Robert here for the appellant. If you could now please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to remind you, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Understood.
So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. Well, first, Daniel and John, we met previously back on July 26, 2023, petition number 735 for the previous year's taxes. And we went over a lot of detail, and the ruling by your board came back with a BOE value of $1.5 million. And that's quite a bit different from the $1.8 plus million dollars that the current assessor's valuation is. Here's an update on concerns we have with even now the $1.5 million valuation that was just agreed to or just proposed just a few months ago. We, even though we show an address in Camas, we're not a suburban address. We're literally in some ways out in the middle of nowhere. When we first sought looking at this house, the real estate person, you know, a number of years ago said, well, why do you want to go that all the way the heck out there? And we just said, well, we just want to check it out. The access to this property is primarily through a road with a big sign that is a 2-mile unpaved semi-gravel road where the state of Washington has put up a sign saying, warning, this is a primitive road, and it's going to stay primitive. So seriously, this is not a suburban address at all. The concerns we have is we still have a very serious wildfire danger that is not getting any better. And it's been evidenced by issues that have happened in our neighborhood. Our fire service is the East County Fire and Rescue. And I've spent quite a bit of time talking with the fire chief and actually working with the fire chief, where they basically stated that yeah, when we have a fire, if it's a big fire, we don't have the resources, and we're dependent on mutual aid services that aren't always from our neighborhood. Sometimes they have to come as far as, you know, 30, 40 miles away. In the case of the Nakia Creek fire, the mutual aid services came from Oregon, from the Tualatin area. That's a serious problem to us. My insurance agency got back to me and basically started raising hell, saying, "Yeah, we basically have to charge you a significant amount of money for insurance, based on the fact that the Washington State agency that rates properties has rated you as a 9. 9 is the worst possible rating for any neighborhood that has even the basic fire service. A 10 is no fire service at all. Clark County is typically rated a 1 to 3. This has cost us a tremendous amount of additional money in insurance, and we unfortunately somewhat regularly are on edge on whether or not our policy is going to be renewed every year. And we're actually on edge right this minute for an April renewal that is pending, or actually a March announcement that we may be renewed in April. Keeping with that, the neighborhood has had a number of local sales and attempted sales. In one case, a house right up the street had no takers, was on the market for 3 to 6 months.
No, it's almost a year.
Almost a year. Okay, that's my advisor here, my wife. And nobody, this is like just a few hundred yards from us. Nobody visited, nobody purchased, and they took it off the market. And it partly still back to this issue with water supply. I've included as evidence in here a statement from the East County Fire and Rescue saying a building less than 1,000 yards from us, actually 2,000 yards from us, in the Ireland neighborhood, was they were forced to have it burned to the ground. They didn't have enough water to be able to put out the fire. The water they had, they used to basically keep the fire from advancing to adjacent properties. And that's currently the state of affairs. They have a couple of small fire trucks that can handle a small amount of water and some foam, they say. And then when they also have positioned about 6 miles away, at least one water tender that they can bring up here because of, again, the lack of fire hydrants. The fact that this property was ever allowed to be developed without fire hydrants is I'm sure there's a story behind that. Additionally, this is a unique property in that the county has come back and said, even though you've got 5 acres, you really can't use any more than, probably no more than 2 acres. I haven't run a computer program on the map that they provided me, but I have provided evidence, an exhibit that shows the map provided by the county biologist, Ariel Whitaker. And it basically says the areas that are okay to be, where I can plant fruit trees and areas where I can't. And what it gets down to is the bulk of my property, at least 50%, I can't do anything with. The county has basically disallowed any development. If you look at the map, the area to the right of the no area, because the no area is so dense in vegetation right now and can't really be worked with, the access to that back area of the lot to the far right is very difficult. There really is no reasonable access to that. So what I have is a very small sliver of property that I can actually do things with. And on the map, she put a big question mark. One area that she has since done a survey. It hasn't been posted publicly on Clark County yet, but we paid about $1,000 a few months ago. And they came out and confirmed that question mark area is a riparian wetland, and that no, we can't develop that either. So we have a very limited opportunity to develop this property to just do normal things like put playgrounds or swings for grandchildren, and it seriously undervalues or undermines the value of the property as a result. Finally, the interest rates have had a very serious effect. In my previous plea to the board, I included a letter from, or a report from U.S. Bank, and they were predicting what was going to happen a few years ago, or a few months ago, actually. And their predictions were actually pretty much spot on. And interest rates have gone way high for residential property. And as a result, the value of those residential properties have gone down, and sales prices have been affected. And it's not necessarily guaranteed that those prices are gonna go back up when interest rates eventually go up. It's gonna be a very slow climb back. Since we're talking about current property valuation, I'd ask that we assess the property based on the current potential market value, based on the economic conditions we're facing right now. And I think that's my two cents. I've got, I can answer any questions or concerns.
I have a couple of questions. I think you said earlier, I might have missed it. You've appeared before us before.
Yes, I did.
And were you here last year and we made an adjustment to your value?
Yes, you did. You provided originally the assessed value was 1.77450. This is for the tax year beginning January 1st, 2022, with taxes payable in 2023. The ruling of the board was the 1.77450 assessed value was reduced to 1.5 million. Date of the hearing was July 26, 2023.
And did you provide us with comparable sales at that time, or did you just talk about this issue with the fire?
No, provided comparable sales worksheet, and then we provided in this report a similar comparable sales worksheet. This one we think is even a better worksheet because it basically lists it lists homes exactly in our neighborhood that are part of our HOA. The property on 312th Avenue, the property on Spud Mountain, the property on Livingston Road are all part of our HOA.
The only problem I had was that they were considerably smaller than yours. The one was on Spud Mountain is 4,100 square feet, but yours between your basement and your living area is 7,000 square feet. So that made it a little bit more difficult to do the comparison. I think the fire issue is a valid issue. I just wonder, have you taken any steps? I mean, I know there's things you can do about what kind of landscaping you have and those kinds of things to prevent. Are you on a well? Are you on a well? Or
yes, we're on a well. And we have a generator to provide power should we lose power. We've also put in a water tank to provide some backup power, backup water, if we're not able to get the well going.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And these sales that happened in, well, one was in 21, one was in 22, and one was in 23. And they're comparable to you in terms of they're in the same fire situation that you're in?
Fire situation, same 5-acre lots, none of which, though, have the same restrictions that we have. This property, when it was originally, the home was originally built, original owner had cleared a huge portion of the property and was prosecuted by Clark County for making that clearance. So we're very, very sensitive to touching any of that that ground that the county has declared as a big no zone.
Okay.
And it's a fairly unique situation. I'm not aware of any similar concerns with any of these other properties. This is unfortunately a very special and unique position that Clark County has taken on this particular property.
But they're all rated in 9, these other properties are, as well as yours?
Yes, mm-hmm. Everybody's a 9. This is in the Summit at Autumn Hills HOA. These are all properties within that, and all have the 9. To get anything better than a 9, you need to have at least a hydrant available within somewhere around 1,000 feet or something.
House that they let burn, was that actually in your neighborhood too?
It was in what is called the Ireland neighborhood,
which
is directly to the east of us, just a few hundred yards down the hill.
Is your basement says is it finished? Totally finished?
No, it's about half finished.
What does that mean? Half of the space is totally finished, and half not.
Yeah, half of the space is totally finished, with walls and floor materials that are conventional.
The other half is just cement.
No, the other half is more of a big storage area behind a door, and it's not finished.
Okay.
And I should note, we go by the official listings from the real estate reports that they basically say we have 6 bedrooms. We really have 5, and a loft space over the entryway. The real estate people like to call that a bedroom, but it really isn't. It's wide open, and it doesn't have any doors or anything.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't have any questions on it. I think you've answered everything that was on my mind, so I'm good.
I don't have any more questions.
Yeah, I'm good. Okay. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Close the hearing.
This is the January 25th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves Petition 306 for property ID 10958-1138, and the property address is 15405 Northeast 42nd Street. The property is owned by Catherine Fitzgerald and Rocio Rodriguez. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Catherine here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
You swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury.
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. And I have one question for you. Did you get a letter from the assessor dated 9/21/23? It would come by email.
Yes, I did.
Well, they agreed with your value.
You agreed with your value. Is that acceptable to you?
The value that I believe the property has is $420,000.
Yes, and that letter that you got from them has says that they recommend the value of $420,000.
I agree with that.
Okay, you're done.
We're all done.
Great. All right, well, thank you for your time this morning.
You're all right, thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Close the hearing.